My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, November the 10th, 2013. Moving to the book of Revelation, chapter 3. And verse 18. Remember, we've been talking to ourselves under the name Laodicea. The Laodicea church in Asia Minor, Laodicea is defined as justice of the people. You could say the people of justice, justice of the people, justice for the people for justice. That is you, that is me. All of these scriptures are teaching us about ourselves, whether in the positive or the negative. So when we see the negative, we extract the negative out of ourselves or extract the evil out of ourselves, and we hold on to the good, expand the good. So we are Laodicea. Don't think that's just someone 2,000 years ago. That is you, that is me. That is poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, understanding this message of Yahushua, Mashiach, is to bring freedom, justice, and equality to we, the masses of the oppressed people. So Yahushua, master African psychologist, psychiatrist, master of, we said, the science of, he's a master alchemist. Because he is examining our minds. He is teaching us how to psychologically examine our psychology. Why are we thinking like we are thinking? We are supposed to be the people of justice. But there is something going on that has caused us to be apathetic to our mission. We are the Christ in human flesh. We are the Elohim. We are the gods and the goddesses, children of the Most High. We were hanging out with the Most High in long time, having relationship with the Most High. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, before we were formed in the bellies of our mothers, that is before consummation, we were in knowledge of the Most High, having relationship with the Most High. Psalm division 8, mankind's purpose is to run creation, made a little lower than the angels in the physical realm, to run creation on behalf of the Most High. Hebrews, Christ made lower than the angels. But Christ is you, Christ is me. We are made lower than the angels. Hebrews, Christ's purpose is to run creation. So that is the description of you and me. Our purpose is to run creation. But something happened. Christ, the glory of God. Mankind, the glory of God. Man is Christ. Man is the glory, man and woman, male and female, masculine and feminine. We are the glory of the Most High, but something happened. The wicked ruling class have used education, controlled education, used politicians, control politicians, used government, control of government, to cause us to just give up on who we are, caused us to be apathetic, lukewarm, not even caring, but lukewarm. And apathy leads to antipathy. And we find ourselves participating in the hatred of the human family because we started out apathetic. So Yahushua wants us to realize that we are the people of justice, justice of the people. And we must take up the cause of freedom, justice, and equality and be hot, be zealous with this. And so he says in verse 18, I counsel thee, buy of me gold tried in the fire. You see, we are base. We have become base people because of this system. We have become apathetic because of this system. And we have become lukewarm. And the Most High says, through Yahushua, the lukewarm is for nothing. The other scripture said something about a salt having lost its savor is fit for nothing but to be trampled on like trash. So we have been made trash. We are salt of the earth, but we have lost our power, lost our flavor, lost our power, lost our influence. We have become lukewarm. We have become base, base metal, base material. But Yahushua is a master, and he is a master alchemist. This is African science. I'm thinking again of Booker T. Coleman and his teaching on the Shabaka Stone, and with Gabriel Obio, I believe his name is, a master scientist, black man, African, given a Nobel Peace Prize in around 2000 because of his work in proving the African sciences are the root science and root knowledge of all science. And so they were talking about the science and how the Africans were scientific alchemists who understood how to take base metal and raise base metal into gold. And apparently, the elemental table that we were taught in school is a chart, a diagram, a blueprint on how to take base metal and raise base metal into gold. This is what Yahushua is doing. Yahushua is talking to us, you and me, the poor working class masses of the people who have been crushed and destroyed, who have been, the life has been sucked out of us. The power has been extracted from us. The life extracted from us. This knowledge of ourselves as Laodicea and the justice of the people, people of justice, has been extracted from us, leaving us apathetic, leaving us base, leaving us like a base metal, leaving us like the base metals, good for nothing. Salt lost its savor, lost its favor, flavor, and power. Good for nothing but to be trampled on, lukewarm. And so since we are lukewarm, not hot, not cold, then the Most High through Yahushua says, I'll spew you out of my mouth, giving us the idea of vomit. Good for nothing, trash, rubbish, rubbish, good for nothing. This is base. So now Yahshua wants us to understand that we are base, and now by gold tried in the fire, we are now looking at chemistry, alchemists. We're looking at metallurgy. We're looking at smelting. We're looking at how the Africans, this is going to heal us to go back to Africa and understand these sciences that are the root to all the science of today. Buy of me gold tried in the fire. And the word buy has to do with business and also having to do with debating and also having to do with politics, all manner of business. We are to get involved in the process, get involved in this earth process, in government, in politics, in corporations. We are to take over all the institutions of the earth, and we are to become Yahushua, and we are to use this process and become alchemists and take everything that has been made base and put it in the fire and take off the dross, take off that rubbish, refuse part, and raise the base metals into gold and clean and purify, and you're left with gold. This process of gold tried in the fire. Now, the word gold is crucion, 5553, Greek size Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. And that word counsel, if you look up that word counsel, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire. The word counsel, one of those definitions, it means to talk to yourself. And so Yahushua, when he's talking to you, he's talking to himself, because you are Jesus. You are Christ. You are Yahushua. See, when you go into the definitions of the words, when we go into the definitions of the words, we learn that which we never knew before. Yahushua, all the while, is talking to Yahushua when Yahushua is talking to you, Bill, to you, Muhammad, to you, Shabaka, to you, Booker T, to you, Ashra, to you, Linda, to you, Eugene, to you, Debbie, to you, Tom, and Harry, and Bruce Lee, and Zoroaster, and you, Christian, and you, Muslim, and you, Hindu, and you, Buddhist, and you, Communist, and you, Socialist, you, Capitalist, you, sister and brother. Yahushua is talking to Yahushua all the time when Yahushua is talking to you. So Yahushua wants us to be alchemists and take everything that has been made base and put it through metallurgy, put it through smelting, put it through the science of fire, that we may purify ourselves and come out pure gold. Gold that lies embedded in the earth and is dug out of it. But you are earth. This physical structure is earth material. You see, we're made of universe. We're made of everything in the universe. We're made of all the metals. We're made of earth. We're made of sun, moon, fire, water, so on and so forth. And so when we're talking of going into the earth, that's not just the physical earth. That is also you and I as earth, and living in this earth we call our physical structure. So that spirit soul energy is the gold living in this earth, that we must go into this earth and dig out of this earth called our physical structure, that gold that is the spirit soul energy of the Most High living and embedded within this earth that we call our physical structure. The gold are your talents, your attributes, your characteristics, that the Most High embedded in this earth called our physical structure. That now with this knowledge and wisdom and understanding that is like fire going into this earth, raising up our spirit and soul energy, raising up our attributes and our characteristics, put through the fire process that we may be cleaned of the dross and the refuse and the trash and the rubbish. Now we are being raised from a base metal to gold, that which has been smelted and wrought. That's the process that we're speaking of, using fire to clean the trash. A gold coin, a gold ornament of precious things made of gold. You, sister and brother, may think nothing of yourself. You may think you are nothing and have no talents and no attributes and no characteristics. No, sister and brother. The science teaches us that each and every one of us are gold. Each and every one of us are precious. Each and every one of us. Oh man, I'm looking up some of these words. When you go into the definitions of the etymological root of the word gold, you run into the etymological root of the word Christos and the word Christ. Oh, sisters and brothers, because Christ is that power in the universe that is a refining fire that will smelt us and rot us and bring us forth and clean us up and connect us to that power in the universe that is called care in the Greek, that is feminine, and that is called Ma'at in the African Kemet, Africa, Egypt. This whole process is a refining process. This whole process is alchemistry. An alchemist Christ is, Yahushua is, to connect us with the quantum physics, that which is called quantum physics, quantum mechanics, that which is called the study of the atom, that is called Big Bang, that is not a theory, that is reality, a description of the power of the word of the Most High, going into the universe as spherical, as waves. The Rastafari talk about word sound is power. The Rastafari, from their perspective, studying that same reality that is called quantum physics, quantum mechanics, string theory, Big Bang theory, that the African Dogon called the Po and the Poto seed and the egg of the universe, Emma. That Booker T. Coleman is teaching from the discovery of the Shabaka stone, which is said to be 7th century BC. This African pharaoh discovered this stone that had the description of creation on it, that the Europeans studied and called quantum physics and quantum mechanics, string theory, Big Bang theory, study of the atom. This study of the universe, sisters and brothers, is the process that we must go through so that we may be cleaned and refined, so that we may be fit for the usage of the Most High, so that we may be empowered to clean up the system, to clean up the earth, to clean up the universe, to clean up the human family, to clean up ourselves, so that we may come forth pure gold, so that we may be smelted and refined, so that all of the great characteristics that are embedded within this earth called physical structure may come forth, so that we can be who we are supposed to be as children of the Most High. Gold tried. The word tried is a verb. Puro-o, puro-o, 4448 on the Greek side, to burn with fire, to set on fire, to kindle, to be on fire, to burn, to be incensed, indignant, full of fire, fiery, ignited. And I'm reminded again, this is darts filled with an inflammable substances and set on fire, melted by fire and purged of dross. I'm reminded of so much. I'm reminded of the scripture we studied concerning Sodom and Gomorrah and the fire that rained, and the fire and the brimstone that rained on Sodom and Gomorrah rained on those corrupt judges, corrupt senators, corrupt business people, corrupt owners of multinational corporations, corrupt ones who conducted wicked business in the marketplace, who conducted slavery, colonialism, and exploitation. The word fire and brimstone in the African Hebrew is feminine. And this fire is the fire that comes to purify, to clean us up, to work as an alchemist, to raise us from the base metal, to raise us up into gold, to raise us from lukewarm and apathetic, to being on fire for the truth, on fire to free and liberate the human family from all oppression. And so now we get that same fire in Acts chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit, Mama Holy Spirit, appeared as cloven tongues of fire, sitting on the people. And the word sitting means we're taking power. The word sitting means we are now sitting on the throne with power and with this fire and speaking with the tongues of fire, speaking with many tongues, many languages, able to speak to anyone, whoever they are, no matter their race, no matter their color, no matter their ethnicity, no matter their religion, no matter their political persuasion. We are able to speak to anyone with this fiery message that will break down the system, break down oppression, but not just destroy to remain destroyed. Now we are able to build truth, justice, and righteousness on top of what we have destroyed, because we are here to destroy the system, destroy Babylon, destroy oppression, wipe away transgression, wipe away this sinful system of death, hell, destruction, clean up and get rid of all of the corruption. And with this fire of the Most High and this fire of Christ, then we, like alchemists, are able to raise up everyone and everything from the base level that we have been crushed down to, oppressed down to, suppressed down to by the wicked ruling class. Now we can raise up and become gold. And then I'm reminded again of the seraphims. The seraphims, fiery winged serpents depicting wisdom and healing. And in the poison is the antidote. And if you take the poison in low dosages, then the poison becomes the antidote for the poison. And so we are raising up our serpentine fire power of wisdom and healing to heal and become the alchemists and become that fire that would clean up creation. Gold tried in the fire, tried in, and then fire is 4442 pure Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. It means fire, and we talked about the fire of purification, Holy Ghost fire, the fire of Christ, the power of fire to clean up, take off the dross and that which is impure, be rid of the impurities, the corruptions, spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically, so that we can come out pure gold, refined. Our talents and attributes and characteristics being used at the highest level, tried in pure fire, that thou mayest be rich. See, we're running around here talking about we have job, we work for this company, we work for Ford, we work for Harvard or Yale, we work for this company and that company, or we say we're white and we have privileges, or we say that we are Christian and we have privileges and we're rich, or we say that we're Muslim, or we say that we're Americans or European, and all the while our sisters and brothers are dying of impoverishment. I have a speech, I'll be quoting it in the next couple of sessions, by this beautiful Caucasian woman who was a part of the George W. Bush administration, who talked about education and how the government, under the control of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, have lied about education and have lied and said that our youth are doing terrible. And this lady, I don't have her name now, but I will have her name soon, said, and she just spoke, I believe, in Berkeley, September 2013, that it's a lie that our youth are overall doing worse and worse and worse in school. Our youth are collectively, overall, are doing better and better. But they tell us they're doing bad. Then they go to the urban areas, so-called ghettos, and destroy those schools and put private schools and charter schools under the leadership of heads of multinational corporations to destroy education. Destroy education. Privatize it. Destroy it. She said that the problem is poverty and impoverishment. Only if the schools had access to all resources, then all youth, all children would do great and wonderful. Your babies are gold. Your children are gold. You in the ghettos, you in the urban areas, you in the rural areas, look at your children again. They are gold. The problem is poverty and impoverishment. So we claim to be Americans. We claim to be this and that. But our sisters and brothers of the earth are being destroyed. No, we are not rich as long as we think like that and are apathetic to the plight of our sisters and brothers. So we must become under the subjection of the supreme alchemist Yahushua. Health, wealth, prosperity for all. Deliverance and liberty for all. Deliverance from all oppressor and all oppression. When we come under the Christ and realize that we are Christ in human flesh. When we come under Yahushua and realize that when Yahushua is taking counsel, Yahushua is talking to Yahushua when Yahushua is talking to you and me. When we understand all of that and become tried in the fire and take on this fiery serpentine message of healing and wisdom, then we will become rich. And the word rich here is pluteo or pluteo, 4147. This is where you get the word plutocracy. The plutocracy, the rule of the wealthy, and the oligarchy, rule of the few. These few wealthy people run the earth. But this is the day and time that you and I will become the owners of the earth, owners of the universe, and we will become rich after having gone through the fire and subjecting ourselves to the master alchemist. And the word here is to be rich, have abundance, outward possessions, richly supplied, affluent in resources, so that he can give blessings of salvation to all. The universe is our resource. The universe is our salvation. Yahushua, health, wealth, prosperity for all, deliverance and liberty for all, liberation for all, and warning ourselves that if we continue with the wicked, we invite the doom and vengeance of the Most High. This reality and understanding will make us rich and enabled to have equal access to the whole of the universe as our resource. Let's take this last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.